David knew it. And so when it came to Goliath, that was nothing but another challenge that he was ready to step up to the plate and take on. He recognized his difference. Again, recognize your gifting. Say it with me again. Recognize what?
Recognize
your gifting. Everybody say again, I need to recognize my gifting.
Recognize my gifting.
Tip number two, grow. So first word is recognize. Second word is grow. Here's what I want you to grow. I want you to grow in your talent. Grow in your ability. Grow in your skill. Grow in your gifting. Grow in whatever God gave you. Whatever it is, grow in it. Don't stay to the point where you're being just average and mediocre. Practice it. Perfect it. Study it. Be an avid student of it. Whatever it may be an avid student of it. Spend time, spend ample time, and sacrifice to grow and nurture your talent and your gift. Spend time nurturing it, growing it, practicing it, exercising it, getting stronger in it. Sacrifice and to pursue it with a passion. Are you hearing me? Pursue your growing of your gifting. Pursue the growing of your talent. Pursue the growing of your skill with a passion. Go after it with hunger. Go after it with zeal. Les Brown says, be willing to do today what others won't do so that you can have tomorrow what others won't have. I think I need to say that again. He says again, be willing to do today. Everybody say today.
Today.
Be willing to do today what others won't do so that you can have tomorrow what others won't have. Muhammad Ali said, I hated every minute of training. Every minute of training. He says, I hated, but I said to myself, don't quit. Suffer now and be a champion the rest of your life. Are you hearing me? He says, I hated every minute of training. I hated every minute of sacrificing. I hated every minute of pursuing them to nurture and grow and perfect my gift. I hated it. But I said to myself, I'm not going to quit. Because if I suffer now, I'll be a champion the rest of my life. Work hard. And give some intentional application to grow in your gift and your talent and your ability. Be a student. Just read something recently that a lot of these big name owners of businesses, Mark Cuban, Oprah Winfrey, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, all these big names, what they do on a daily basis, they read at least 1 to 2 hours every day. They read. They study. They apply themselves to be a student of their talent, of their skill, of their industry, to learn, to grow, and to not be satisfied by allowing others to excel above them because they're applying their effort and their strength and their ability to nurture. They know that to be a step ahead of the game, that they've got to apply and do some work behind the scenes and sacrificing. Jermaine Griggs, I think I bought one for my mother as well. I believe you remember that man, Jermaine Griggs. He started out as a young man. He said he was around 14 years old. He started selling Avon. He started doing all kinds. He says he never had a job. He just kept on doing business things, business ideas. And he didn't learn how to read music. But one of the things that he did is he learned he taught himself how to play the piano. And then he started to learn more and more how to play by ear. And he was so great at what he did that he came up with his own method and his own training series and videos of how to teach people how to play the piano by ear. And he sold tapes and CDs and videos. And this was about a good 17, 18 years ago when I bought that from him. And I just saw something pop up on Facebook, and he's now one of the most top-rated marketers in the world. And he says, this is what he says. He says, in my library, I've got over 2,000 books in my library. 2,000 books in his library. Over the years, and he started quoting different ones from different books that I know that I've read, so I know what he's talking about because he's applied himself to learning. He's applied himself to growing. When you stop learning, you stop growing. Can I say that again? When you stop learning, you stop growing. And I want you to be a person that says, I'm not satisfied with where I am. There's greater things that's in store for me. There's greater things that's ahead of me. And I know in order for me to be great, in order for me to be amazing, I've got to apply myself and I got to work hard on me. Everybody say, work hard on me. Say it again. I need to work hard on me. Those you might have seen me doing some posts on Facebook last night. I was on stage with Melissa Morgan. My brother was there. My sisters all were there. Wife was there, recorded me. So I've got the video posted now on Facebook, getting it up on YouTube. I had one song that I had to play. They're paying me to play one song. That's it, just one song. And I worked that song and my practicing to the point where Shelley is like, look, I'm getting tired of that song. Why am I working that song? Because I had this thought about Muhammad Ali. Even said this one time. You know, he said, I'm going to show you how great I am. That's what he said. I'm going to show you how great I am. So I had this in my mind as I'm practicing. Sometimes I was up to 12 o'clock at night just working one song. And I only had just maybe about two or three minutes, if that, to play. One night I was out on the back porch just practicing, and just going over and over again. And I came in the house, my arms are all sweaty. My shirt's sweating. Why? Because I'm working it. I'm working it. Why? Because I'm going to let her know that when I step on stage, when she calls me for it, you ain't going to forget me. You ain't going to forget me. I'm going to show you how great I am. Are you hearing me? It ain't all about me. I'm talking about nurturing and growing your gifting and your talent, knowing your difference. I could have spent time for hours practicing the drums, but guess what? That's not my main gift. It's not my main call. That's not my main talent. I got to work and understand and know what my difference is. I got to recognize my gift. Now, I'm only sharing this with you so that you can see that I'm not just talking it and I'm not just making up some message that I heard from someone else. I'm talking about what I've lived, what I've done. I've been on stages. And when I walked away, people yelled out, that was amazing. Amazing. How and why were they able to say that? Not because so much that I worked hard at developing my talent, my skill, and my gift. I was at the park last night before I went on stage, came across some of my friends and said, yeah, you getting ready to go up? I said, yeah, I'm getting ready to go up. He says, well, I hope you're going to do something, man, because I remember when you was growing, you used to carry around that thing. You used to carry around that instrument. I hope you got something now. I hope you can do something now with it. And I said to myself, I'm saying to myself, don't worry, you're going to be amazed. That's what I'm saying to myself. You're going to be amazed. I said, just stick around. Just hold on. Just wait a while. What I'm getting at is that as you're recognizing your difference, it's not so much of just your talent and your ability that you have to work and enhance, but you've now got to take it over to another level where you've got to be anointed. That's my tip number three. And word number three is anointing. Tip number one, word number one was recognize. Number two was grow. Tip three is anointing. Anointing. What do I mean by anointing? Sometimes we throw around these words and it really doesn't register with a lot of people. What is anointing? What does it really mean? What I'm getting at is when I'm talking about anointing, I'm talking about when God now empowers your gift and your talent. Where God layers your gift and your ability with his presence. Are you hearing me?
Yes, amen.
with his presence. So that again, once you're done, they're saying, wow. And they're being so wild at you, but they're wild at the God in you. Are you hearing me? They're wild at the God in you because they can see God's presence in what you do. Anointing. You don't get anointing just overnight. Anointing has to be something that has to be cultivated. You have to spend time in God's presence. You got to spend time at God's feet. You got to spend time submitting unto God. Submitting. You have to spend time fasting. Are you hearing me on today? Again, I'm talking about being born again to be what? Amazing. Being born again to be what?
Amazing.
So tip number three again is anointing, and that is to cultivate and to grow in that anointing that God has placed on your life. He's called you with a specific talent and ability and skill and gift, and he wants to anoint it with his presence so that when people hear, see, read, look, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that your gift is, people need to walk away saying, did you see God move in her? Did you see God move through him? And sometimes, hear me when I say, the people that say that are usually the ones that know about God. But the people that really don't know God, they're just awestruck. They don't even know what to say. Because they can't really find words to really describe what you just did. They don't know. They can't relate. And that's your opportunity to bring them in and to show them and tell them about Jesus Christ. Anointing starts to grow when you're fellowshipping with God and when you're hungry for his presence. Are you hearing me? One of the things that really kind of irks me at times is when I'm hungry for God and then I'm surrounded by people who aren't hungry. And the people that are going through the motions, I'm kind of wondering, like, what's going on? I'm hungry. Aren't you hungry too? I want more of God. Don't you want more of God too? I want more of God's presence. I'm not satisfied. How many of you just say, I'm not satisfied with where I've been? I'm not satisfied with what I've seen God do. I've heard so much about what God has done. I want more of what God can do in my life. Hungry for God. When you're hungry for God, then you start hanging around him more. Are you hearing me? I better say that again. When you're hungry for God, you start hanging around him more. And you start making sacrifices with all these other things that are time consumers that's not helping you to get into the presence of God. You start making decisions that says, no, I'm not being bothered with that. No, I'm not going here. No, I'm not hanging with these folk. I need to be with God. I remember once I really got a hold of God when I was in the military and God caught up with me. Came home from hanging out late at night and looked myself in the mirror and saying, my goodness, what am I doing? I'm wasting my money. I'm wasting my mind. I'm wasting my time. Said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if you can keep me for this 1 week, on next Sunday, I'm giving my life to you at the altar. Long story short, after I give my life to the Lord, what started happening? Instead of me going out and doing the things that I used to do, I started spending time in my room reading the Bible. Started spending my time praying with God. Well, I could have done some of the things. I could have run with the people that I used to run with. But again, as Paul said, any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. A new hunger starts rising up in you. Anointing. And I believe that that's one of the things that I'm starting to recognize in my own personal life. That's what's starting to put me onto the place where it's amazing people. It's because of not of me, but because of the anointing that's in me. Because of the anointing and the presence of God that's in me. I'm looking for the next opportunity where I can step on a stage, where I can grab a microphone, and where I can do my thing, and I can size my talent, my ability. Why? Because I want God to be amazing in me. One of the things I want you to really, really grab a hold of is that you have the ability to really overcome any challenge. You have the ability to address any difficulty in your life. You have the ability to bounce back. You have the ability to be great. Why? Because the greater one is on the inside of you. Did not scripture says greater is he? That's what? That's in me. That he? That's what? That's in the world. You are destined and designed to be great.